Next, email ray@rte.ie. The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.
Just to point out that Irish people, mountain rescue in Ireland is completely free, as is any associated helicopter rescue. All MR in Ireland are unpaid volunteers, DC Wicklow. Thanks for that, DC. Now, we got an email into ray@rte.ie from Steve. He says, hi there. You interviewed a young lady by the name of Faye Larkin some time back. Her poster design for the newly branded I Love New York City had been chosen from numerous international submissions and was prominently displayed around New York, including Macy's on Fifth Avenue. Oh, I remember Faye. Well, Faye was commissioned by En Poste this year to design and illustrate their Christmas stamps, which came out about a week ago. Perhaps you might do a follow-up interview. For full disclosure, I'm her dad, says Steve. She's in London right now, job hunting, and would probably love to have a chat. Kind regards, Steve. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Ray. How are you?
Hello, Faye.
Hiya.
How's it going?
Congratulations.
And congratulations, you, Faye, on the design. Congratulations, you, Steve, on being a proud dad. That's the you're the proud dad, aren't you? You're the proud dad.
Absolutely.
But yeah. What you didn't say in the email, Steve, is that you feature in one of the stamps, the Christmas stamps from Post.
That's right, too, yeah.
Yeah. So, Faye, how did this come about? Good to talk to you again.
Hello, Ray. Yeah, it's good to talk to you as well. And thanks, Dad, for sending the email. So I actually did some illustrations for En Poste's Instagram last Christmas. And through the agency, I was working with Boys and Girls. That was the agency I was with when I last spoke to you as well.
Yeah.
And they really liked my work. And so I was basically put forward with another bunch of lovely, amazing illustrators. And I was lucky enough to be chosen.
Well, that's it's big time, isn't it, to be on to design the Christmas stamp?
It's very cool. And like, I've always been a letter writer my whole life.
Yeah.
So it just feels very surreal. I didn't believe it until I kind of held it in my hands. But yeah, very, very cool.
Have you asked the question, the obvious question, how many letters and cards are sent over the Christmas period?
Do you know what? I think I might have asked that at the start of the journey and then I blocked it out because it felt too intense. But it does seem to be a thing. A time in the year that people return to sending letters and sending Christmas cards and stuff. Because I don't know, it's that extra layer of love and care, isn't it? I suppose.
Yeah, well, it's you're doing something. It's not like a text or it's something real,
mm-hmm.
and you have to put some thought into it. And there may be a mention of something that happened during the year, and there may be a promise of catching up in the new year. All of those things, isn't it? It's lovely, lovely. Now we often don't follow through on those suggestions of we must meet up for coffee in the new year. So six different designs. They're all beautiful. What was the brief you got from En Poste?
So it was really interesting actually to figure out how these are done, but it's a very long process. We started in March of this year, and we basically came up with a theme, a kind of mood for the message that En Poste wanted to bring to Ireland. And I suppose this year it was about kind of those warm moments, the kind of moments of connection that Christmas can bring. And so we came up with Christmas moments that sparkle. That was kind of the brief set to me. So then between En Poste and the agency and myself, we all had our own kind of ideas of what those moments might be. So I went ahead and illustrated as many of them as I could. I think we had about 14 of them. And then throughout that process, we whittled that down to 8. And then they got pushed forward to being kind of more fully rendered, like color blocked illustrations. And then after that time, the final 6 were then chosen. So, it kind of whittled its way down, but...
And it's an even split between religious and secular, because you have the shepherds there and the star, and then you have the baby Jesus in the manger, and then you have a what do you call those?
The stained glass.
Stained glass, and then the other ones are a decorated house, a flaming Christmas pudding, and Steve.
And your sister.
Right, Steve, do you want to tell us about your part?
Yeah, it's really interesting as well because, we were kind of a bit like Faye, kind of going, well, is this going to really happen? And at that stage, it was still in the briefing stage. So she basically asked me to basically pull out the old market table that we had. So this goes back to Faye and my experience together. A good 10 years ago when Faye was still a schoolgirl. She used to help me set up my stall in Clonakilty Market every Friday morning before she went to school. So she's got her memories of markets and of the market and friends that we made there and so on and so forth. So I pulled out the old table, dressed up in the winter coat, stuck on the winter, the woolly hat and the scarf, and got my wife to take lots of pictures of me, you know, basically just an empty paper bag, but, you know, smiling, handing it out, taking it back, hands in pockets and so forth. So that was it. That was my contribution.
So you're the model. You're the model, Steve. You're the model for that one. Yeah, yeah. What did you sell at your stall? What did you sell at your stall?
I had a food stall. So I made things like steak and kidney pies, lasagnas and chicken and mushroom, all that type of thing. You know, so comfort food.
And is it still going or where is it at? Or?
No. I went back to... I went back to my old world, which is the IT world, which is obviously very, very different. So the bulk of my career has always been in IT. Mm. So very, very different to go and stand in a car park. And
do you mind me asking, because was that a dream to do something in food? Was that one of your dreams?
It was kind of, was it a dream? I suppose it must have been there in the back of my mind, right? That, you know, it was an itch that I wanted to scratch. I've always been a bit of a chef. I've always done the main cooking at home, Christmas parties, all that type of stuff. I've always been catered for by yours truly, and, you know, sometimes very, very big numbers of people. And it always went down well. So I thought, you know what, let's just go out and see if the public think the same. So it was great in many ways. We even won a couple of Glossna Heron Awards. So from that point of view, everything was really good. But commercially, my God, I don't envy the people out there.
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough world, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. So I had an easy option of going back into IT, where I'm kind of guaranteed income and so forth. So, but we have our memories anyway, Ray. You know.
And now you have it. Now you have forever in a stamp, Steve.
That's immortalized. Yeah. Immortalized. Yes.
And that's your daughter, Faye's sister. There,
Fiona.
Fiona. And is there anybody else in the family?
No, apart from her good self, my wife and their mother is Geraldine,
right, okay. Yeah. So I, like you, Steve, and like I'm at a distance, obviously, but it is a huge thing. It is, isn't it? Because it's going to be going through so many letterboxes, not just in Ireland, but all over the world, to the diaspora in Australia and Canada and America, all over the world. Your stamp is going to be Faye.
Yeah, it's really cool. I actually had a message from my friend today saying that she'd gotten a Depop package with my stamp on, and I was thinking, what the hell? That's so weird to think, because it's obviously just a standard stamp for this time of year, but it feels strange that anyone other than my supporting friends and family are actually buying them and using them.
They've no choice, Faye.
It's really special. I feel very blessed and super thankful to the team at On Post, who are amazing, and to my old agency, Boys and Girls, as well. I feel very lucky.
And Steve, you've been the proud dad. I would imagine you have some plan. You won't be happy just to have a little booklet in the drawer.
No, I've got my first day covers, the framing is in progress. Yes. You know exactly. But you know, part of this was dropping a line to you, Ray, because I think, you know, this could very easily just drift by and we're suddenly into January and it's kind of gone. And I just thought, you know, some things are worth shouting about. I think what Faye's achieved is just extraordinary. And, you know, we're very proud of her, as I know all her colleagues are as well. So, you know, good for her. And as I say, a bit of a shout out is nice, isn't it?
No, it's lovely. And listen, if you have any other good news, Steve, share it with us. We it's difficult enough to come by these days. So we're happy enough to shout from the rooftops that Faye Larkin has designed the On Post Christmas stamp. And her dad, Steve, is very proud of the fact. It's all great. Okay, exactly. Well, Steve, thanks so much for dropping us the line. And Faye, congratulations again. And they're there. You have a choice of six. And if you're sending a package, that's the great thing. You can, you know, depending on what weight it is, but you might be able to include all six. That'd be a good thing, wouldn't it?
Exactly.
Yeah. Thanks, Faye. Well done again. Thanks, Steve. Bye now.
Thanks,
bye.
Thanks, bye.
The Ray Darcy Show on RTE Radio 1.